A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. This second half of the year 2023, heaven will open upon your life and upon your destiny. You will operate under open heavens, and your heart shall produce abundantly unto you. Your ground shall bring forth plentifully. This second half of the year, closed doors shall open for you. Every closed door in your life and in your destiny shall open by the power of the living God. So there will be no door that will be closed against your life or against your destiny. All your doors will open. That iron gate that leads to your city of settlement, your city of joy, your city of perfection, your city of peace, of progress, of advancement, of marriage, of fruitfulness, that iron door will open. There will be no struggles of any kind in your life and in your destiny, in the precious name of Jesus. This will be your experience this month and this second half of the year and beyond by the power of the living God. Your situation will also change for good. Your circumstances will change for the better, to the praise of the name of the Lord. We have seen these are the things that will happen this month and this second half of the year by the Spirit of the living God. And we saw yesterday how Jabesh cried unto God and how prayer changed the situation of Jabesh. This morning, being the first working day of the month, I'd like to lead you to pray the prayers of Jabesh. Jabesh prayed some prayers, very symbolic prayers, and I'd like us to take time to pray these prayers this morning. It is important for us to operate under open heaven and to pray. Don't forget, it was prayers that commanded the heaven of the Lord Jesus Christ to open as he was baptized. Don't forget, the Bible says, and Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open in Luke chapter 3 and in verse number 21. But our concern this morning is the prayers of Jabesh. Prayers open heavens. Prayers open closed doors. Prayer changes situations. Jabesh prayed and God granted his request. You are going to pray and God will also grant your request. The prayer of Jabesh, prayer number one, 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and in verse number 10. And Jabesh called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Your prayer number one, let every curse, every empowerment to fail upon my life and destiny drop off today in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, lift your voice and pray that every curse, every empowerment to fail, every negative pronouncement over my life and destiny, let it drop off today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and pray and say, Father, bless me indeed. Empower me to succeed. Empower me to excel. Bless me in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will bless me indeed. Empower me to excel. Empower me to triumph. Empower me to succeed in life and in destiny. This second half of 2023, empower me to succeed. Bless me indeed. And let my blessings show. Bless me and make me a blessing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The prayer of Jabesh, prayer number two. Jabesh asked God to enlarge his coast. He said, and enlarge my coast. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my coast, my business, my destiny, my ministry be divinely enlarged. Let your breath for enlargement come upon my life and destiny and business and ministry in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that, Lord, you will enlarge my coast. You will expand my business. You will expand my ministry. You will cause your breath, the breath of the Almighty, for enlargement, for expansion, cause it to come upon me, cause it to come upon all that I do in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that there be no reduction of any kind in what I do. Let there be multiplication. You have promised to multiply me and that I will not be few. You also promised to glorify me and that I will not be small. Make it good. Make your word good upon my life and upon my destiny. Enlarge my coast, O God. I reject smallness. I refuse smallness in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be small. Change my situation. Enlarge my coast. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Jabez also prayed. He said, and that thine hand might be with me. I like it to pray, Father, let your hand be good upon me. Let your hand of favor rest upon me. Let your hand of power rest upon me. Let your hand of greatness rest upon me. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, let your hand be with me. Let your hand rest upon me. Your hand of progress, let it rest upon me. Let your hand of favor rest upon me. Let your hand of success rest upon me. Let your hand be good upon me in the name of Jesus. Let your hand be upon me in the name of Jesus. And let your hand be heavy against the enemies of my destiny. Let your hand be heavy against the adversaries of my progress, against the adversaries of my promotion in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And Jabez also prayed. He said, and that thou would keep me from evil. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, this week, this month, this second half of the year, keep me from evil. Let evil be far from me. Let evil be far from my house. Let evil be far from my ministry. Let evil be far from my career. In the name of Jesus, keep me from evil. Keep my business from evil. Keep my shop from evil. Father, I pray, keep me from evil. In the name of Jesus, let evil be far from me. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, keep me from evil. Keep my house from evil. Keep my children from evil. In the name of Jesus, keep my business from evil. In the name of Jesus, thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And pray that it may not grieve me. Lift your voice and pray. Father, I pray in the name that is above all names. Let it not grieve me. 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 In the name of Jesus, let me not cause grief. Let me not cause pain. Let me not cause sorrow. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, help me, O God. Let it not grieve me. Let me not cause grief by the power of your Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Bible ended that verse by saying, and God granted him that which he requested. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, grant all my requests. And please make requests before God this morning. What do you want God to do for you this week? What do you want him to do for you this month and this second half of the year? Lift your voice and begin to ask. And conclude the prayer by asking God to grant your request as he granted that of Jabez. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Father, I present my request before you. I pray that you will open your hands and satisfy my desire. I request for progress. I ask for promotion. I ask for your visitation. I ask for enlargement. I ask God that you will enlarge my business. I ask, oh God, for promotion at work. I ask, oh God, for marriage. I ask that my suitor will locate me as a young lady. I ask, oh God, for divine employment. I have been going about looking for employment. I ask that I'll be gainfully employed. I ask, oh God, that the business that I start will prosper in my hands. I ask, oh God, for beautiful marriage. I ask for fruitfulness. I ask, oh God, and Father, I pray that you that granted the request of Jabez, that you will grant all my requests to the intent that your name may be praised and be glorified forever. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I lift up my voice to God in heaven, the possessor of the heavens and the earth. And I ask in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will bless you indeed. He will bless the works of your hands. He will bless your family. He will bless your business. In the name of Jesus, every curse of failure, every empowerment to fail over your life and destiny, every curse of limitation, of struggles over your destiny is broken totally today in the name of Jesus. You are empowered to succeed this week, this month, this second second half of the year, and in life and destiny, you are empowered to make it. The Lord God of heaven will bless you, and he will make you a blessing. In the name of Jesus, I pray for divine enlargement. The Lord will enlarge your coast. He will enlarge your business. He will enlarge your family. Divine enlargement becomes your portion from today. In the name of Jesus, divine multiplication becomes your lot. In the name of Jesus, your things will expand and not reduce. You will not know reduction. Your things will multiply and increase. Your financial capacity will be enlarged. There will be divine enlargement of your financial capacity in the name of Jesus. God will enlarge you in the name of Jesus. I pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon you for good. That hand will prosper you. That hand will make you strong. That hand will make you prosperous. The hand of God will bring you favor. That same hand of the Almighty God will be heavy against the adversaries of your life and of your destiny. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord will keep you from evil. Your family shall be kept from evil. Your business and ministry shall be kept from evil. And I pray it will not grieve you. Your life will not cause grief, and you will not be grieved. Your children will not cause you grief, and they will not be grieved. You will not grieve over your children in the name of Jesus. And I pray every request you have made unto God this morning, heaven opens now, and God answers those prayers. God grants those requests in the precious name of Jesus. Your requests are granted. The same God that granted the request of Jabesh grants all your requests in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite you to join us for day 3 of our prayer and fasting. Join us later today at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share this link with your contacts, and the Lord bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.